Anyway, with me tonight is Gary Clark from the group All Their Kings Fall. They've got a Christmas single out called The Message. Gary, welcome along.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me in.
Right, tell us about the group.
Oh, well, we formed in 2017. There's five of us now, but we only started off as three. And we sort of got together just doing a little show for a local nursing home. And we just decided to build a band around that.
And the name?
All Their Kings Fall. Well, we got two reasons for the name. My reference is from from Game of Thrones. And the lead guitarist, who's the co-founder of the band, there's a biblical reference which he uses as the name of the band. So we've got two reasons for that.
Can you expand on that? You know his biblical reasons?
I have no idea. Not a clue.
Right, you have to come in and tell me, won't you? Yeah. Yes. Right, so a Christmas single.
It's our second one, actually. We did one a couple of years ago called It's Christmas Time. And that was a light-hearted look at Christmas and how it used to be, like sort of the 80s when we were sort of all growing up, and a bit of a retro feel about it. But this time round, we see what's sort of going on in the world, and it's not all a happy time for everybody at Christmas. So we started throwing some ideas around and came up with The Message, which really is highlighting the good work that Mind do, Refuge do, all the homeless charities, just looking after the people that, you know, aren't having a good time at Christmas, especially when, you know, everything's on the telly, we're all having a good time, we're all going shopping, and it's not necessarily good for everyone around.
No, I quite agree with that. Right, we're going to listen to it, and then we'll come back afterwards. So here's Fantastic. The message from All Their Kings Fall. The Message is an intriguing title, but you have to listen to the words carefully to discover.
You do, that's the whole idea. It is The Message. It makes a lot more sense as well if you actually do go and watch the video that comes with it, because there's a lot of moving images which help tell the story of what people are going through for whatever reason.
And that's available on your website, is it?
It's available on Instagram, TikTok, on our Facebook page, and it'll be up on YouTube soon as well. So it's pretty much everywhere. But the actual song is available for download on Spotify, Amazon Prime, you name it, it's out there.
Well, if you send me all the links, I'll make sure they go up on our website.
Fabulous.
And then people can not only listen to it,
yep,
but they can see it as well. So what was the inspiration? You said you recorded a happy Christmas single a couple of years ago.
Yep. I think with the way the world's moving, and obviously every time you go on social media or speak to people and you realise it's really not great for everyone, so that was the inspiration. I mean, there's so many homeless charities now that are out there. They're on the streets. They're, you know, giving food to people. There's food banks popping up all over the place. And obviously with everyone's mental health as well. I think it's, you know, they're all major issues now. And the people that do help the people out, you know, they're godsends, basically. They do so much. You know, they're there for everyone. You know, it just needs people just to put their hand up and say, I need a little bit of help. You know, as embarrassing as perhaps it may be sometimes, everyone needs help at some point in their life.
Yeah, it's plucking up that courage to say,
"It is.
I need the help."
Yeah.
And I think, again, this year, many of the churches in Tunbridge Wells are opening up for shelter over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
So that people have somewhere to go and meals and everything.
That's right. Now, I think the rest of us take it for granted, you know. You know, those of us in a luckier position, so we say, you know, we go and do our bit of shopping, we have our mulled wine and we think everything's great, but you know, there are other people around us that aren't that lucky, so it's just about sharing a thought for others, really. And if you see somebody needing a hand or somebody asks you for some help, try and help them the best you can.
Good, that's great. So what's the plans for the future?
The future is we're taking some time out this year to continue with our writing. Anybody that does follow us or looks up will find we've got a fair few songs out and about there now. Most of them tell a story, so they're quite meaningful. The only performance we're doing actually currently is at the White Rock Theatre in April. That's a Beatles Day, which is for a homeless charity, which they do every year, and it'll be our second year performing there. Obviously everybody performs there for nothing, so
you can name the charity.
Sorry,
you can name the charity.
I can't actually. You've caught me on the hop. But it's a Hastings-based charity, and they have the charity shops, and they do a lot for the food banks and for the people that are on the streets, etc. So, you know, anything we can do, and we do as many charity events as we can, because it's not about us making money or earning out of it. We enjoy playing our shows, and we like people to listen to our music, but it's nice to do something for somebody else. So if they can raise some money for a good cause, then it's all well and good.
So you're not going to be millionaires by the time you look?
No, not a chance. Not unless I can write that sort of a Noddy Holder classic, and then I can retire tomorrow, and then it'll all be good.
Yes, well, even he's holding back this year, isn't he? He's a signal of Facebook pictures saying, not yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it won't be long.
So how often do you put a song out?
It does vary, but we put a song out literally about 6 weeks ago. That was Nowhere to Hide, which is a very James Bond style song. So if you're a James Bond fan, look that up, because I don't mind saying, but it could be a James Bond film theme.
All right.
We're that pleased with that one. But yeah, I mean, as and when we can. But we were sort of doing some gigs and performing covers and things, but we decided to pull away from that now so we can concentrate on our own material again.
So it's all original.
Yep.
Music with a message with this one.
Yep.
So Gary, from All Their Kings Fall, thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us. And we'll be playing it again on regularly on Mondays and perhaps on Thursday nights as well.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me in and sparing the time.
It's our pleasure.